morning.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. Did you see the news over the weekend, DZ?
There was a lot going on. I might have missed it. What happened?
I was so upset. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner headed for divorce.
What?
How did we not see this? I feel like they just got married and had a kid.
Wait, what? For real?
And he's the one who's retained a divorce lawyer.
Hey, yo.
So he's the, I'm like, is he the one filing? Or is
he just preparing because she brought it up?
I mean, look, if we're going to break it down, let's talk about the Jonas Brothers like we know them really well, okay?
Yeah, they're the bros.
Nick and Kevin were never going to get divorced. We knew that. Joe was always the one that's going to have like five marriages. Mm-hmm. He's just that guy that's going to like live his best life in the group. I really feel that way truly about him. And that's the Joe Jonas life. You know, he went outside of the box. He did his DNCE thing.
True.
He likes to mix it up. Nick Jonas just did the solo thing. He did the I'll be alone over here.
That is true.
Joe Jonas is going to live a wild life. That's my personal opinion.
That's interesting. I mean,
based
I still
on
didn't
nothing
see
nothing other than personal opinion, everybody.
But we know them like that, right? I mean, of course, we think
that's
we do.
That's why I said, let's take a minute and talk about the Jonas Brothers like we know them very well.
Well, because with how well we know them, I still didn't see this coming like that,
G. I didn't either. Him and Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones. I mean, I don't even know how long. I'm just trying to find out the official number of years they've actually been married. But
I'm going to guess
Nick
four.
Is happily married. And Kevin, we forgot even existed because he's off having kids with his wife and happy. And Joe Jonas, still wearing his wedding ring, though. I will put that out there because, you know, they're on tour.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see Joe Jonas at any moment. And he was still wearing his wedding ring at his concert. So even though TMZ and everybody has said, even though they've said, hey, he got a divorce lawyer, it's happening, he's still wearing the ring.
You know who you ain't gonna see?
Who?
Sophie.
You're right about that. When you're right, you're right, DZ. She will not be at those shows. Nope. Nope. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Wepa.
Happy Tuesday. Wepa.
It's Tuesday already?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
how was the long
snap.
Weekend, baby?
Woo, woo.
It was good.
Honestly.
I enjoyed that 3-day weekend because now we come in, we only got 4 days to worry about DZ. It's smooth sailing.
It was so long. I need a weekend from the weekend. I ain't going to lie. It was necessary, but there was so much to fill the time with.
Yep.
A lot happened.
And are you giggling right now by seeing who's trying to sneak up on the microphone right
I
now?
I am.
Okay, so full disclosure, I'm at home until about 8 o'clock. And then I'm going to come into the studio because today is a big day. It is the first day of school, DZ.
Woo! It's a big day for everybody.
No!
Wait, who just yelled?
That was Hudson, my now fourth grader, who's going into fourth grade today.
And I'm 10.
And you're 10, which yesterday was his birthday.
Big flex. So, you 10 on him today, son.
10 on him at school. You're going in and you're the oldest kid in class, Hudson, because your birthday is on September 4th. So he's literally the oldest kid.
Except for children that have summer birthdays.
Except for, no. The children that have summer birthdays are a grade older than you, Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're missing. They're in fifth grade now. So you are the oldest fourth grader. I would almost put money on it by having a September 4th birthday because the cutoff is September 1st. So
his understanding is, Oh.
Okay, Hudson, let's talk about your birthday because we're talking about the weekend here. DZ, we ate so much food that I felt sick.
For real?
The whole day was food.
Hudson, is that what you wanted for your birthday? Just to eat? You just wanted food?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. This is where we started on his 10th birthday. He had the entire day planned out, and he was very specific, DZ. He wanted to start the day by going to breakfast at Good Eats in Pewaukee. Very specific.
Bet. Okay.
They ended up being closed, so we drove to the Golden Nest at Mayfair Collection.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So
we had pancakes.
We had pancakes.
And then we went where?
We went to TJ Maxx.
Ha ha, that's another birthday gold right there.
I taught my children how to love TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross, you name it. We love them.
You name it.
TJ Maxx, I shopped and they shopped. We all got something at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
You get a birthday outfit?
No, a toy.
Well, it works the same.
Two toys.
It's your birthday. You do what you want.
We came home for like an hour and a half, and we had to go back out again to go to lunch. So we ended up at lunch at the Explorium Brew Pub downtown.
Ooh.
After we swung by the Bobblehead Museum, and this has become a tradition. He got, tell everyone the bobblehead you got.
I got two I Am Groot collectible figures.
And
a Bango statue.
Hey, got a Bango bobble?
Nice. You bought a Bango bobble.
I'm going to be right back.
Well, he's going to show him. Okay, naturally, he's going to show him off.
Oh, I forgot he's going to get him. Okay, go get him, Hudson, and we can finish the show. Anyway, so where were we, DZ? So we ate. We went to the Explorium. I swear to God, 2 hours later, DZ, it was time for dinner. I was done. I was like, I can't eat anymore. I'm over it.
Did you guys skip dinner then?
No. So we ate lunch. We ate breakfast at 9.
Okay.
We ate lunch at 1. And
okay.
Then it was time to go back to dinner at 4.
Yo.
And I wanted to never eat again.
Yo.
And Hudson decided he wanted his dad there, which we're going to talk more about that in the show. So his dad and his stepmom met us at Dairy Queen for dinner, which was the grand finale at 4 p.m.
Shout out
to Hudson. And Hudson was very specific. He said, I don't want to go to Dairy Queen. I want to go to the Grill and Chill on Blue Mound Road. And it was very specific.
Is that,
he wanted
is that
the one with
Dairy
the restaurant. No, it's got seats.
Okay.
And they call it a Grill and Chill.
It's a relaxed area where you can come and eat your food.
He had a giant pretzel at Explorium. He had tons of eggs and pancakes and French toast for breakfast. And then for dinner, tell him what you had at Dairy Queen.
I had a burger, fries, and a large Oreo Blizzard.
Don't forget the large Oreo Blizzard,
baby.
And
then we came home and had cake. And then I got him a case of Prime, the drink. And I feel gross talking about all the food that my kids ate. Owen threw up in the middle of the night. That was how the night ended, DZ.
That's how y'all went. Oh, you went out with a bang.
Hudson went out with a bang on his 10th birthday yesterday.
Hudson ate Owen under the table.
You ate Owen under the table. You didn't get sick. You were fine. You were fine.
Damn, and you turned 10 and
got home.
All of a sudden, you got an iron gut, huh? Gut of steel.
Crazy kid.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to find out what you did, DZ, and we're going to talk to our listeners. So 414-533-1037. Did you go on an eating tour like us?
Nope.
It was hot. I can't wait to hear what everybody did.
Bye.
Bye, Hudson. Thank you. We'll take your calls and texts next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ on my kid's first day of school today.
Yeah, bud.
Boy, I love him, but get to school.
Bye, boys.
And don't come back until May or June.
See you next summer.
See you next summer, boys. Hudson's got a big bowl of Cocoa Pebbles. Owen's making pigs in a blanket. It is first day of school over here, big time.
It's a big day.
Ya.
No, my wife's got her first day with students today, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Everybody that wasn't back is officially back today.
Everybody back in school now.
Yeah, so I'm going to drop them off and then I'm going to come in. But anyway, now I'm at home watching them eat their breakfast while we talk about our weekends. All right, so DZ, I talked about Hudson's 10th birthday, which was a rager when it came to the food.
Ooh, y'all had a tour de food, huh?
Sheesh, what did you do this weekend before we get to the callers?
All too much, but gee, the most pressing thing that I did was put together and half take apart a stupid trampoline that we got, man.
How big of a trampoline?
Shout out to the fam, because it's a hand-me-down trampoline from my sister-in-law, Megan. They got a big, big trampoline at home, so we got the baby trampoline. If it's one kid at a time, 100-pound weight limit, little tiny tykes kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Aaron's father came up, brought it to us, brought a sandbox, and then helped me try to put it together. Wrong thing is, though, we put it together completely wrong.
DZ, it's a nightmare when you have to go back and refigure out the step you messed up while putting it together.
You think the trampoline, you think it's a circle, right? right? You think it's a circle. No, it's got corners. And the corners have to be in the corners of the actual fitting of the frame. And I was two rungs off. So I'm sitting there. I got 7 blisters on my hands from the weekend, yanking these springs to hook them. Only to find out that I was hooking them into the wrong areas. Now I got to take the whole trampoline top apart and respring it. Bruh. Ooh. I never want another trampoline in my life.
I don't either. I've never had one, but neither do I. Wow.
It was a nightmare.
You're like, oh, you thought it's a circle, huh? Mm-hmm. Think again.
You thought.
I'm going to need a more detailed story of what happened later on the show when it comes to the trampoline. Let's go to Emily first, though, this morning in South Milwaukee. It's not so bad to be a
Watsky. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Good morning, Emily. What's going on? What'd you do? So tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Well, today is the first day back at school for me as well.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm on my way right now. So the whole weekend was spent trying to soak up the last minute of summer that I could.
I was going to say, if you're back to school with kids today, girl.
Went on a motorcycle ride.
Ooh.
Yep. Ended up going there. Started dating someone new, so that's fun.
Webba, congratulations. Hey.
It was a whole weekend.
Where'd you go on? You met somebody new. Where'd you go on a date? Give me the juice.
Is he the one with the motorcycle?
The one with the motorcycle. Yes, he is. Went to Uptown, hung out there for a while.
Nice.
Rode around the city up and down like Lake Drive. It was a lot of fun.
My nosy self needed to know all of that. Thank you for sharing, Emily.
If you want to know more, just hit me up on Instagram.
All the tea.
Do I want to know more? Of course I want to know more. Of course I want to know more, Emily. All right, girl. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Bye.
Emily, right. Emily said, yeah, you know, got a boyfriend, got a motorcycle. You know, nothing. You have something slight for the weekend.
Nothing major. And now I'm going back to school. So anyway, guys. Lori, though, is calling this morning from Cedarburg. Who won the world? Girls, girls. Who won the world? Girls. Lori. It's so good to have all our friends back. Lori, you've been here all summer, though. You've been here the whole time. You never left.
She held it down.
Didn't affect you. Yeah, you did. What'd you do this weekend? Tell us something cool.
I sweated my behind off because we decided to have our rummage sale this weekend.
Ooh.
So Friday night we were out until like about 10 o'clock setting things up, which was all the way set up.
Yeah.
Yep. Saturday morning we're out there early setting up, so we're out there all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Oof.
Sunday we cleaned up half of it because it was getting dark and it was really hot because we were out there all day.
Right, right.
We packed my dad's SUV full of stuff to donate because nothing, like barely anything, came back in. My car is full of stuff. We donated a whole bunch of stuff to my aunt.
So, Lori, we don't need the details of everything you donated. We just need to know what she did this weekend, which was
rummage sale.
She didn't do the spring cleaning. She did the fall cleaning.
I'm saying.
That's kind of what we did, right?
Yep, and then we got our deck replaced yesterday.
Ooh, busy weekend.
Girl.
And then another thing.
Yes, Lori, what else? The deck, the cleaning.
Outlets because of you.
She went to the outlets because of you.
Woo!
Boom.
I inspired her shopping. I love it how she got rid of stuff and then went and bought new stuff. That's my vibe, Lori, all the way.
Now that I got all this space, let's go shopping.
Hello. I mean, did that not occur to anyone else as she's telling this story?
We
cleaned everything and then we went shopping.
And to top it off, Lori, we appreciate you.
Lori,
have a great morning.
We're back. We are back. Tuesday after Labor Day, if you weren't back to school, you're back today, including my kids. Let me tell you, Ryan is in Calabama this morning. Well, you can tell
everybody. Morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey,
Ryan, I'm sending my kids back to school. Best day ever.
Friday.
It's a karaoke day for
What'd you do this weekend?
Well, the wife had a huge renovation to her school, so I spent the majority of the weekend putting her classroom together.
Aww.
You did that for your wife?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we
if
went
I was married to a teacher, I would
Sunday,
never.
So. why not? So much fun. You get to harass all the other teachers while you're there and be all like, you know.
It actually is a good time.
This is messed up. This isn't good. You know?
You want to be around all the fun women who are, the teachers are fun because they're creative. They have personalities. They're teachers. See that? He wants to be around the fun people. That's why.
Exactly. You know where the
personality is.
Yeah.
It's the elementary school teachers.
So it ain't the middle school teachers. They got attitudes. I don't know about that.
Do you blame them, though? Do you blame them?
Keep up with them kids, man. Especially to start the year off, bro. You know, these kids come in swinging from the summer.
Woo!
They spitfire now.
Oh, man.
Really? You know what? And this is why I never work from home, as we're in the middle of a conversation. Hudson's in the background, banging things around, doing whatever
he wants. Hudson needs to give me some of that food that he had this weekend. That would look so good.
No, Ryan, it was too much. We ate too much. My oldest son threw up in the middle of the night. We ate too much. It was an obnoxious 10th birthday. It involved nothing but food and toys, and never again.
Didn't you say they're eating now?
Too much food to this guy.
Yeah, now Hudson's got a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles right now.
Clearly,
I mean,
it wasn't too much at all.
Well, then you come clean it up. You come clean up the mess.
Fine, I'll be right there.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning. Buenos dias, Allie.
Buenos dias. It's not usually that I come in on a Tuesday and it's already, Monday. It feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday already.
Yeah.
So we're here. It's Tech Tuesday. We have to get into it immediately.
Of course we do. Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? I'm used to it being Monday morning. Nope, we're already on Tuesday. It's going to be a 4-day week. This is fantastic, everybody.
Right, you know?
And Tech Tuesday is brought to you by Wendy's. Download the Wendy's app today. What do you got for me?
All right, so this was going to be a little goofy one. I thought this would be fun. On a short week, give you guys a little tech hack that you could have some fun with. Maybe seem like the life of the party. Y'all know me.
As if we need tech to be the life of the party, DZ. Have you met us?
So say maybe you want your phone to talk to you.
Yeah.
There's ways that you can set your phone up to respond, to say, to whatever. It's basically an automation that you can make your phone say whatever you want given any action. So when I plug my phone in, my phone now talks to me when I do so. So let me just let my phone tell you themselves. So I'm plugging my phone in to the charger and it says,
"Ah, finally some juice."
Why does it sound so creepy when he's talking to me, though? Why does the phone have to be like,
"Finally some juice"?
Why can't it be like, "Sorry, like finally some juice"? It's got to be all creepy.
That's the voice I gave it. And what you would do? It's an automation. So in your shortcuts, you search shortcuts, and then you tab over to automation. Within automation, is going to give you the option to add a personal automation.
This is on my iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't hear a thing you just said. Hit what and what? I'm slow.
In your shortcuts, you go to shortcuts and then tab over to automation.
How do I get to shortcuts? Wait, what?
Search it. Search your shortcuts. Drop down, search shortcuts, and then click open.
Oh my God, I have a shortcuts app.
Yep.
Who knew?
Look at me
learning with everyone. I'm like my mom on Facebook right now. That's what I sound like, don't I? I'm like, oh, DZ, no kidding.
Yep.
Go on.
Now you can do a personal automation, and you could do it when it's low power mode. You could do it when connected to power. You could do it when you get a message. You could do it for a lot of different things, but I chose to do mine when you plug it in. So when you finally get to the charger, at the end of the day, your phone relaxes and goes, "Ah, finally some juice."
My problem is my phone's on silent all day, every day. And even though I'm holding it, I'll still miss your call. Trust me.
There's ways to bypass that. But, you know, neither here nor there. That's a little too deep in it. But here we are.
Well, I didn't know there was a shortcuts app. I re-downloaded it because I didn't even have it downloaded. And now I can play with it. So thanks, DZ.
Well, then maybe that's the tech. Forget the automation. Just explore the shortcuts app first.
Let's start with a basic phone setup for Allie on a Tuesday after a long weekend. Please, God. Okay, let's get into what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, a wedding problem, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I say, you had me at wedding. You lost me at wedding. No, I'm kidding. what is the problem today?
So Melody wrote in and basically is having trouble going to a wedding alone.
Really?
But the thing is, man, I don't know if it's actually alone, and y'all are going to see why.
She says,
hey, Allie and DZ, my boyfriend is in a wedding at the end of October. His best friend is getting married, and he's his best man. I've been invited as his plus one, but I'm really having nerves about going because I don't really know anyone.
Oh, and the dude's in the wedding.
I don't really know anyone in the wedding or That's at so the awkward. Wedding besides my boyfriend and the bride and groom, none of which I'm going to be able to spend much time with because they're going to be pretty busy most of the day.
Oh, no. He should have introduced all these people before the wedding. Okay, go on. I'm already making my decision, and I have nothing to do with this answer.
She says she's just getting a lot of anxiety about going. She's going to be sitting by herself around people she doesn't know. And she wants advice on how to either calm her anxiety or what to do about feeling this awkward pressure. She wants to know if she should not go, excuse herself for whatever reason. And basically is saying, any help, whatever you got would be helpful. She doesn't know what to do. And she basically is saying, do I go to the wedding? Do I not go to the wedding? I'm freaking out. How do I make myself feel better? It's coming up soon. Melody.
It's nerve-wracking. Look, what makes it nerve-wracking, she shouldn't be nervous about going alone. She should be nervous about the fact that she's going to her boyfriend's, like, to a wedding of a very good friend of his, and she knows nobody, and he's in it. Like, I would have preferred to you have it introduced me if they're that important. To you, if you're my boyfriend, I would think I had met some of your friends at that. If we are that official, why have I not met your friends?
What if the friends you've met are the friends that he's supporting? The bride and the groom. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
And even they're not going to be around to entertain you. You're by yourself, man. You are with people that are going to be judging you. You're the new girlfriend.
Look, who are you? Right. She doesn't even go here.
Who is she? She's the new one? Where's the old one? I remember dating someone and people being like, oh, that's a new one?
I got heated advice, though.
Are you going to tell us next?
Now, I want to say it with everybody because I want to compare advice. See who's got it and who don't today.
All right. What should Melody do, everybody? 414-533-1037. She's going to a wedding, not alone, but her boyfriend's in the wedding, so she's going to the wedding alone. And she wants to know how to deal with this. So we will take your calls and your texts next, including DZ's advice.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Melody is stressed out because she's going to a wedding with her boyfriend, but she doesn't know anyone, and he's in the wedding, so she's basically going alone, and she's stressed out. What do you think she should do to calm her anxiety, DZ?
Man, what she needs to do is up and make some new friends at this wedding. I don't care.
Oh, be the fun. That is such a lot to bear for most people. Most people are not the fun ones in the group.
I know,
but it's rare to be that one.
What I'm trying to tell Melody to do is push herself. She's going through this. She's got a perfect opportunity to go out of her comfort zone and in front of people she has no idea who they are, be some amazing random person. She can be whoever she wants to be. She could choose to be the good guy, the bad guy, the shy girl. Man, go out there, have a couple drinks. It's probably an open bar. Do you wild out. Man, we hope. Fingers crossed, right? Fingers crossed for Melody. She's going to be good because guess what? Before she knows it, it's going to be hit the dance floor, hit the dance floor. She's going to be dancing with a man for the rest of the night. He might need to pop out here or there, but guess what? Soon enough, everybody going to be having a good time. Melody, quit being a kid, man. You're going to have fun.
There's nothing more attractive than an independent person. When you're out with them, being able to hold their own, talk to people on their own, start a conversation. For me, there's nothing hotter, DZ. I'm telling you, people that can hold their own in public socially. It is a good thing. And so, yeah, she may actually really surprise the dude. If she really won over people at the wedding, he'd be like, she's hotter than I thought. Like, think about it. He'd be like, wow, everybody loves her, man.
Oh, no wonder. Your girl is so fun. Oh, my gosh. We met her at the wedding. How come you haven't brought her around before?
Keep her more. Where'd she come from? We love her.
Or break up with him.
You're actually training her.
Or break up with him. Yeah.
get the hell out of here.
No, let's break up with him. Go ahead, break up with him. If your anxiety's getting the best of you, then fine. End the relationship. You don't want to go to the wedding anyway.
DZ would go from be the life of the party to screw it. Break up with him. Who cares? We're done. No way. Allie's in Oconomowoc this morning. Let's pull her up. She's our resident therapist.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
I always think I'm the therapist, but I have no degrees whatsoever. So, Allie, how are you?
You got a real therapist.
How are you guys?
We're trying to figure it out for Melody. We're doing good, though.
Well, I agree with you guys. I think she needs to go to the wedding, and she needs to try to kind of make some friends and make a positive impression. I've been in this situation many times because my now husband is Mr. Popular, so he gets to stand up in like every single wedding for all of his friends. So I'm usually the plus one that's, you know, kind of, it's kind of an awkward situation, but something that my husband would do that was really helpful for me in those situations was he would give the other plus ones of the other groomsmen like a heads up, like, hey, you guys should get together while we're taking pictures.
Oh, he's like arranging for the women to get drinks and stuff.
He's smart.
Like, look at this guy.
He thought of it all.
Wow. Damn.
He's a stand-up guy. I picked a good one.
I know that's right.
Well, I hope so if you're a therapist. If you can't pick them, none of us can, sister. I mean, at this point, let's be real. I mean.
So he should be all the time, too, with him being a psychologist.
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness. I love it. Okay, so she's saying exactly what you said, DZ, minus the breakup with him.
Well, she said it a lot smarter, too. Gave more depth and detail to it. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all, Allie.
I love it. Allie, thanks for calling. If your husband has a brother, send him my way. Thanks.
Just make sure he's single.
He's a little young. He's only 25, but if that's cool with you.
I said, if your husband has a brother, I'm pretty desperate these days. Send him my way.
y'all will continue the conversation off air, Allie and Allie.
I'm joking. Have a great day, Allie. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, let's go to our girl. Last but not least, Amanda is in Racine this morning. Amanda.
You're number one.
Oh, Amanda, good morning, girl. What should Melody do? She's afraid to go to the wedding because her boyfriend is in the wedding. She's going to be alone. She doesn't know anyone.
Amanda said, I don't know if it's good advice, but I got advice.
I'm kind of off of you guys, yeah. I know for our wedding, a bunch of the wedding party dates, they all sat at one table, and then the people we didn't know what to do with all sat at the same table. So you're going to be with a bunch of misfits, so that might help you feel a little better. But yeah, I'd probably just go drinking, you know, just to ease my anxiety. I mean, I could already
drink
turn it off, but
the
drinking, yes.
Yeah,
so
nah,
we went from
true.
A therapist who had like a sober good idea to now Amanda who's like, just get drunk,
just,
man.
You know,
hey, I'm just a case manager. I'm no therapist.
Fair
Amanda,
enough.
Goodness
Fair
gracious,
enough.
Dog. Oh, that's good. That's perfect.
All right.
Oh, Amanda, we
Did
appreciate
we help
your
Melody?
Call.
Do we think we helped Melody?
I don't think we helped Melody at all. I don't know, man.
She's either got to find a personality or sit there alone and be boring. I don't know which one to go with.
At the end of the day, I think she's got to make sure she keeps comfortable, but also remember that she's not just supporting their wedding, she's supporting her man, because this is a big day for him too. It's not a light thing to be somebody's best man or to stand up in a wedding period.
No.
So I think she's got to, you know, sack it together and figure it out. You're gonna have a fun time anyway.
I don't want to joke too much about this because I'm one of the most outgoing people on the planet, and even I get nervous thinking about going to a wedding with a guy and not knowing anyone. That actually gives me anxiety. So I can only imagine if you're shy. Oh, DZ.
Just pregame a little bit. You'll be all right.
Maybe break up like DZ said. Never mind. I changed my mind again. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good Tuesday morning, everybody.
It's back to school, y'all.
Woo! If you're not back in school, you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. And DZ knows it because sitting right next to me is my now fourth grader, Hudson, and he turned 10 yesterday, everybody. Welcome to the show, Hudson.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm getting ready to take them to school, DZ, but Hudson's going into fourth, Owen's going into sixth.
Oof, what a time to be alive.
Are you ready for the first day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Owen says no. Hold on, let me grab this. Let me pull this mic out like I'm Vanna White and move it over to these kids. All right, Owen, how are you feeling about the first day? You said you're not ready.
I'm excited but really nervous.
Well, you're going into middle school now, buddy. These are big moves, man.
No, he's still elementary. Where he goes, they do elementary through 6.
What do you mean?
He doesn't go to middle school until 7th grade, DZ.
What? Mm-hmm. But it's 6th grade... You know, okay, fine, whatever.
I didn't either. When I grew up, elementary was K through 6. I didn't go to middle school until 7th as well, where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
It must depend.
I guess, depend. Some schools do that, huh? No, I went traditional, so I, you know, like K through 5th, and I did 6th through 8th, mm-hmm. and then 9th through 12th. Wow.
But Owen's the big boy. I mean, I remember when he was a kindergartner at that school. He's the oldest grade now. What are you crying for? You should be happy.
He's gone. Dog, he's gone through every progression. Every progression at the school. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And today starts a new chapter, boys.
Boys, today is the day. You're going to school.
Yeah, you look like an interviewer.
Who does, me?
Yeah.
I'm holding the microphone. That's why I look like an interviewer.
Well, you
right
are.
Now.
You're being interviewed about
the first day? I'm so excited. I'm nervous.
There you
go. That's fair. That's fair,
good.
Owen.
You got little butterflies.
DZ, you remember the first day of school? It was always weird. It was like butterflies mixed with excitement, mixed with nervousness, mixed with, I don't know, I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. You're excited to go back, see your friends. You're excited to get back into school because you really haven't done anything school-wise all summer. I know that's right.
They haven't done a thing.
I don't know how y'all rock in the faith household, but I always had my outfit ready to go, laid out next to my bed the day before to make sure I was fresh and ready for the first day of school.
Yes. And you know what my boys did?
What?
Hudson's wearing an old Simpsons shirt he bought weeks ago and shorts. And I had to convince him he had to wear shorts. Hudson loves to wear pants. I had to tell him it's going to be hot.
Too hot today.
And I explained to them they're very lucky they have air conditioning at school, by the way, because I'm well aware some of the MPS do not and they're dismissing early because of the heat. So.
I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure some MPS schools, including my wife, they're going to have an early release day because it's going to be so hot and these schools don't have AC.
No. So I told the boys, I said, let's just start by being grateful. You have AC. You already are a privileged child alone because of that alone. Like, just enjoy the AC today, okay, Owen?
Okay, and guess what I'm wearing? I'm wearing comfy shorts that are like have this comfiest fabric.
They're gray sweatshorts, is what they are.
Ooh, those are
I'm
good.
I'm also promoting charity with my shirt.
He's wearing the Beat Goes On Foundation shirt, which was mine. So they didn't set out new clothes, but they got ready like a true 10 and 12 year old. Let me tell you. Well, they are new. I got them at TJ Maxx yesterday, but they don't count. They're sweatpants.
No, those do count. Those do count. That's a new fit. Those are new shorts.
New fit, baby. Well, happy first day of school to everyone, not just my kids. Your wife has kids today, finally, right?
Yep. She's got kids returning. Mm-hmm. Everybody's back now. You thought you was done for the summer? No, you done today.
Well, I'll be dropping them off at school, and then we will get back to the show like normal. So there we go. Am I the Jerk, though, is next. Get ready.
3.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, my. Barbie wrote into the show today. Not really. I changed her name.
Barbie?
Barbie. But you can always submit your Am I the Jerks to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or just slide into our DMs and hope it reaches us at some point, okay?
Yep, that'll work too.
Simple enough. Here's what she said. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not letting her son join the cheer squad at school.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means, but okay. Context. Let's hear it.
Hold on. Here's what she said. She said, "Hey, Allie and DZ, settle an argument in my house. My son has been a gymnast since he was little. And now that he's entering high school, the high school has opened up auditions to everyone, including boys, for the cheer squad.
Dope.
My son asked to do it because they use way more gymnast moves than simple ones at this point. But I said no, because I don't want him getting made fun of. He told me he can handle it, but I don't know if he really understands what he's getting into in high school. My husband is actually supportive of this because he said it could lead to a college scholarship.
I know, that's right.
And it's what our son enjoys doing. So what's the problem? Barbie. Is Barbie the jerk for not letting her son join the cheer squad at their local high school? He's a gymnast. He wants to throw people in the air.
Sounds funny.
I mean, seriously. I mean, let the kid live. And to have the dad be the one who's saying yes, and the mom's like no. I mean, what is happening?
Well, you know, I think I understand where the mother's coming from. I mean, from the standpoint of a lady, you know, a young suitor usually goes, hey, what's up, girl? You know, you take you out on this date. I'm on the football team. I'm on the wrestling team. I'm on bump.
She's falling into the stereotypes.
Yeah, 100%. 100% she is. But she's also going from a place of understanding to where males in the cheer field usually have a reputation and usually get made fun of. She wants to avoid that for her son. What she's failing to realize is that the era that we live in nowadays, that stuff don't really matter. And kids are doing whatever they want.
Not at all. And honestly, this is so far. And now with the show Cheer being on Netflix, which was phenomenal, one of the things I feel like we learned is that these guys and girls are some of the most in shape athletes I've ever seen in my life.
Crazy.
We have discounted the amount of fitness it takes to be on some of these college cheer squads.
That's
true. It's unbelievable the amount of fitness and you have to be in such good shape.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You got to be precise, you got to be fit, and you got to be sharp mentally. You can't lack in any degree to be a proper cheerleader.
Like, you're throwing people in the air and they're spinning. I mean, this is like serious stuff.
And then you got to catch them safely.
And make sure they don't hit their head.
Gee, I hear where the mother's coming from. She's trying to save her son from getting made fun of, from the trauma of high school. It's different than gymnastics. It is.
She's the one being the toxic masculinity one at this point. She's the woman.
Ooh, it's toxic femininity because she's pushing. Right? She's pushing the fact that it's a feminine sport.
Which
and she's
nonsense.
Saying, no, it's not for boys. It's for girls. And I don't necessarily agree in this arena. I got to be honest. I hear her. I appreciate her trying to do this for her son. But if her son is good with it, good as gold, might I add, and already has a background in gymnastics, you are stopping this man's potential.
She's not letting her son join the cheer squad. They're opening it up to boys in high school. What do we think? 414-533-1037. Is Barbie the jerk?
I mean,
I think we know where I stand.
Yeah, I think we know where you stand for sure.
Let the kid live.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, look at Barbie getting everyone fired up this morning for Am I the Jerk?
Barbie said a wablaze.
She's got some nerve, this one. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not letting her son join the cheer squad. He's been a gymnast his whole life. Her husband's fine with it. The dad's okay with it. She's worried about him getting made fun of in high school.
Which I understand. I understand. You don't want your kid to be the butt of the joke because he's a cheerleader.
But then you're feeding the problems and the stereotypes and the toxic masculinity and all the issues out there by feeding into that. That's what you're doing,
true,
Barbie.
True.
Let's just go to Miko in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Miko.
Hey, Allie, it's Miko in Saukville. Come on, not Milwaukee.
Oh, my bad.
Miko in Saukville. Our bad, Miko.
Miko, it's very busy over here the first day of school, okay? We got a lot happening over here, my friend. Trust me.
Talk to us, Miko. What do you think? Is Barbie the jerk for not wanting her son to do cheer?
Oh, she is a total jerk. I mean, I did Hapkido and gymnastics when I was in grade school and then in junior high school. And that's when I got made fun of, you know, oh, look at little Mr. Bruce Lee and his little tights, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
But guess what? By the time you hit high school, he's already got his groove going. It's like, you know what? He's heard it all. Just let the guy do what he wants to do.
Miko just had me thinking of something.
That's valid.
When Hudson wanted to wear nail polish,
uh-huh,
he was six. I'll never forget this moment. And he wore it to baseball. And I knew some kid was going to say something, and Hudson didn't care. I was so proud of him. And he wore it, and some kid said something, and then he kept wearing it. This was years ago. And he hasn't worn it since. But I remember talking to a friend of mine who said, that kid is going to grow up. the most confident man.
Yep.
Because you've let him just be himself and express himself, and you're not feeding into, you have to be like this or like this because of what everybody thinks. Like, he's going to he's gonna be the most confident guy. And like Miko, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's what happens. Honestly.
And that's why Miko's 52 and still gets his toes painted when he gets pedicured.
Wepa, Miko. That's what I'm talking about, man. Miko, that's a man's man right there. He's confident. Because guess what? Head of the curve. Hudson was ahead of the curve. Now all these hipster kids, nails painted, couple off colors.
Hudson
now,
was now ahead of the curve.
Now it's cool, man. Miko was ahead of the curve. Hudson was too. But Miko saying, And Miko said, jerk.
Thanks, Miko. Have a good day.
All right. They appreciate you.
Let's go to Ashley in Sheboygan Falls, who has her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row and earned that.
Happy first day of school.
Hey!
Happy first day of school for all the parents, not the kids.
Hey, I work at a school too, so it's my first day back too.
Then happy first day back.
Thank you.
Miss Ashley, what do you think? Is Barbie the jerk?
Yeah, I'm going to go with jerk. I feel like he's already been in gymnastics. If he's a gymnast, I feel like little boys in gymnastics already get kind of have that thicker skin because I'm sure he's heard it before.
Sure.
He probably had people tease him before. But, I mean, I don't know. I, in high school, had boys on the cheer team, and they were cool. Like, they had muscles and
they were buff, weren't they? They were buff and they knew how to get along with women because they were already in a female dominated world.
Ooh, they knew how to relate. Ooh, they got inside scoop. Ooh.
It's like having sisters. It's like the same thing, right?
And
you're surrounded by women, and if you're a straight man, who's gonna be like, oh man, I'm surrounded by all these hot women in skirts.
Let
me catch another female. Oh, what a hard job.
Okay, I got all these ladies falling into his arms.
Like, he's ahead of the game.
For real,
if he's straight, he's ahead of the game.
I think, what I think y'all are doing is on the first day of school, there's going to be a plethora of boys walking into school talking about, hey, where the cheerleading tryouts? I'm here to try out for a cheer. I want to be a base.
And they're going to be like, sir, you don't even have one muscle. You've got to turn around because this is for the fit boys, okay?
Ashley. So I think he just needs to let him do what he wants to do and be supportive. If he's already had him in gymnastics, like, what is cheer going to do?
Right.
You know, it's different than the dance team, which we have kids, boys that are on the dance team at the high school that my son goes to, and that's just normal. That's just how it is, you know? Like, that's the day we live in.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're
that's
not
the day
we live in.
You guys, have a good day.
You too. Later, Ashley.
I mean, if you call and agree with us, great. Have a great day. We're happy.
Automatically BFFs. And for real, dance, cheer, gymnastics. My nephew did dance, enjoyed it. My niece does cheer, loves it. You don't know what these kids are enjoying nowadays, man.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Something Miko really brought up, and Ashley followed up too. Bruh, they've gotten it the worst already. When they get to high school, you are far more confident.
They're prepared. They're prepared for all the nonsense because they've been through it already. Yep. Let's go to Mila, last but not least, in Milwaukee. Good morning, Mila.
Grand rising.
Hello.
Gonna be good. Good. What's going on? What do you think about Barbie not letting her son do cheer in high school?
Man, I'm so disappointed in Barbie. Barbie is a big old jerk, and she a booty head, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Drop it. Drop the hammer, Mila.
Okay. The first thing I noticed she said is, and I quote, "They're gonna make fun of him."
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna make fun of him, honey?
Yeah.
Like, if that was something that you did when you were in high school, okay, whatever. But I don't know. Me and my little friends in high school, we were some heifers. And we were waiting to see. We were waiting to see some little boys come in the little tight little leotards. It's just like watching them in football. Quit playing, Barbie.
It's like gray sweatpants. It's gray sweatpants without the sweatpants. Yeah.
So I just had to bring it from another point now. Come on now. They in high school.
True.
She's not wrong.
Who's going to make fun of him? Who? You?
Exactly.
Mom? It starts at home, doesn't it? Ooh, Mila.
It does.
I love it.
And that's who puts that fear.
I was dialing so fast. I was so triggered. I have boost, And that's why I don't have a theme song, because my phone is slow. But I bet you I got in this morning. Oh, my fingers were
open. Come on, Mila. You're funny.
Mila said, my finger's still smoking. I was calling so much. Mila, we got to get you a theme song.
I was a little fat girl that couldn't do cheerleading. Well, I'm born in 78. So when there were cheerleading tryouts, they looked at me and they were like, oh, we don't even have a uniform to fit you.
Oh, you're saying back in the day when bigger girls couldn't be cheerleaders or felt like that for us? Yeah. So I didn't know where we were going with that, like Mila. That. I was like, what?
We were waiting to see like the little guys come in and do their thing. Come on now. Barbie triggered me.
Mila came in swinging with the broom. Swinging. Uh-huh. She didn't sweep. Oh, yeah. She came in swinging. Mila, we appreciate you.
Bye, Mila.
We love you back.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
She's so sweet. Okay, it's a clean sweep because Barbie should not be telling her son he can't join the cheer squad in high school, especially if he's a gymnast. I think we all agree, and it's the mom projecting at this point.
Barbie better be
listening. The dad doesn't even mind.
Come on now. The whole family supports besides you at this point. Let that boy cheer.
Let that boy live his life. I'm with you.
You know what her mom is right now? U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi.
You ugly.
You ugly. How's that for cheer? Man.
Woosa. Breathe with me, DZ. Woosa.
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
Nope, I'm still angry. Nope, didn't work. Try it again.
What's wrong? One more time. Hold it. Now out.
Nope, I'm still angry. Okay, allow me to represent all the parents on the first day of school who can't speak for themselves because they don't have a microphone. I am triggered. I am angry. I am fired up.
What's wrong?
I forgot how awful the car line is on the first day of school.
Oh.
How these dummies, I said what I said, and I'm standing up for all the parents that know what they're doing.
Okay.
Because on the first day, DZ, the kindergartners aren't there. They have their own little welcome ceremony.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
They're not even in the car line, which means everybody in the car line on the first day of school has done it before, DZ.
Right.
So I go to take my kids just now. Their school starts at 8:15. 8:17. We're so far back and the line hasn't moved at all.
Not an inch.
And I'm getting angry now. I go, what are we doing?
What's the problem?
It's the same garbage every year. These parents that either pull up, stop, get out, help their kid get their... It is stop, drop, and roll. You don't need hugs at home.
Hugs at home. Pictures at home.
We don't stop the car. We don't... In fact, I'm barely on the brake as they're jumping out. I'm going to make sure nobody's going to die today.
You throw it in neutral.
Yep. And I'm watching these parents stop one at a time, and I'm getting angrier and angrier, and I'm like, we don't stop. This is why... 50 cars behind you now have kids late for school. So do you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I pulled out of the car line. I pulled around to the other side of the school where you're not allowed to drop kids.
You can't do that, Allie.
I did it. And I could see the assistant principal, who I adore, glaring at me. And I didn't care, DZ. I was so angry. And I pulled up and I went, I got to be on the radio. Everyone else who clearly has nowhere to be today, I got to be on the radio.
Sorry.
And the show ends at 10, so I got to go.
I got to go, bye.
At this rate, I'm going to be here at 10, dropping my kid off.
Still be here in the line at 10.
So I dropped them off in the wrong part of the school. They were still late. And I said, I'm so sorry if I've stressed you out by my screaming at the other parents. DZ, I don't know what these people are doing. Why are they stopping the car?
I don't envy you right now.
They're treating these kids do everything on their own in school, mom and dad.
True.
Let them get out of the car. They're going to go into school and do it all on their own.
That's true.
Get out. Hugs at home.
Hugs at home.
I'm so triggered by the car line experience. And it's the first day, so there's kinks. But everyone in that line has done it before.
So needless to say, drop off on day one was not easy for you.
No, it's so bad that I broke the rules.
On day one.
I stared the principal in the eye while I broke the rules.
You stared him down and said, I'm doing exactly what you think I'm doing.
It's not my fault all these dummies are taking forever in the car line. So Cindy in the minivan, keep it moving. John in the big truck that got out to let your kid out because he's so cute on his first. Get in the truck and keep it moving.
John, hugs at home.
Hugs at home. I literally have to do this PSA every single year.
Allie, and hugs at home.
Hugs at home.
Picks on the porch.
Ding, 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 ding. And if you don't have a porch, it ain't our problem. I don't give a damn. 414-533-1037. You can call or text, because the first day of school is supposed to be so exciting. And then you go to the car line. It ruins your whole day, DZ.
True.
Ugh.
I want to know who else had a drop off like yours, or if somebody else had an easy drop off.
Well, that was, tell me where you had an easy, I wish. Or the people that started last week who've got it under control by now. That last week they were doing
this. True, true. Some people went through this last week.
But this first day of school, car line triggered me, because I don't know how many times I got to go on the air and say hugs at home. We don't stop the car and have a little kiss. No, that's not how the car line works. In and out. Same thing when we pick them up today, guys. In and out. You don't get out of the car to greet them. In and out.
Let me take notes for when we're taking our kids to school. Man. In and out.
And I'm not the only one. Every teacher out there is annoyed. Trust me.
The moral of the story today is hugs at home, picks on the porch.
Amen. The end. And that's it. I'm so triggered by that. I'm so triggered.
Say less.
Oh, my God. Oh, I see the lines already ringing. Okay, we'll talk to you next. What did we say? Hugs at home.
Picks on the porch.
And picks on the porch. Thank you. As I post my first day of school pics of my children, I'm adding that. It's got an angry undertone this year.
Are those your hashtags?
Yes. Let's just get into it. Erica's in Racine this morning. Her kid is going into 7th grade. I was triggered by the car line on the first day of school today, Erica. Hoosah.
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 Or as your sister
said. You triggered
said,
me.
Shark fin.
Shark fin. Erica, why do we do this every year with parents that have done this repeatedly?
I don't know, but you triggered me as soon as I was pulling out of the parking lot from dropping her off.
Erica said, I just did this!
DZ, it's a nightmare.
Parents at Starbucks Middle School in Racine. There is a walkway directly in the middle of the front circle of the school.
Oh, she's going
off
on a specific one.
It's okay to pull past that walkway.
Yeah.
It is okay.
It's okay.
To pull past the walkway and drop your kid off.
It's okay to park somewhere else and walk your kid if you need time. But what you're not going to do, you're not going to stop in the middle of the car line that keeps it moving.
You see me behind you.
If you need to get out and help your kid, park on the side, my friend, and keep it moving.
Touche.
It's not even that they get out to help their kid. It's literally, the line keeps moving, but they stop at that walkway, and there's literally only space for maybe 3 cars after there, but it's okay to pull forward a little more. It's
just
okay for your kid to walk an extra 10, 15 feet.
Girl,
Lord forbid.
More parents to get in and drop their children off.
Listen, I felt bad
move
for DZ.
Past the walkway.
I felt bad for you because I came in so angry, and I said to DZ, I forgot how much the car line triggers me.
You did. You came in hot.
I forgot.
You said, DZ. I was like, why are you throwing stuff,
Allie?
Because parents know what, it's not the parents that know how to use it. It's the parents that stop in the middle and hold everyone up. Especially when people have jobs to get to.
Mm-hmm. Erica knows.
Some of us work.
Exactly.
Not all of us are going to coffee time. Some of us have a job we got to get to. I can't.
Exactly. It's not even worried about getting to work. It's just annoying.
Well, that makes one of us, because I'm on the radio, so I don't have a choice. I wish I could lie and have somebody step in and pretend to be me, boy.
I can't fake my voice.
I got you, Allie. DZ
can't even do it.
Call me next time, DZ.
Right. Erica, good
luck. I got
luck.
You, Erica. We appreciate you.
Happy first day of school.
You too, Allie. Hopefully it's better for pickup.
Have a good day, Erica.
That was rich.
That was good.
That was real.
She had to throw that in there. She said, hopefully it's a better
no,
for pickup.
Pickup's going to be worse because now the kindergartners are in the car line.
Oh, now you add the ones that don't know, aren't coordinated, and need help. Ooh.
Call it a day. It's going to be a day. Molly is also calling from Racine this morning because it's their first day back to school, like many others. Good morning, Molly. How has the car line triggered you?
Pickup is going to be way worse than drop off.
She already knows.
Yeah, we're
way worse.
Get like some meals.
I run a daycare center.
Oh.
So I take kids back and forth to school. I talk every year to these schools about how we need to do this better.
And the schools go through the same thing. They're miserable. It's not like they're not trying.
Right.
I don't want to punish them because they're not the problem. It's the parents.
It
I've said
the parents.
This from the start, man.
Some of it is the schools, I will say. Some of it is the schools, but yes, the ones that stop and give the hugs and put the backpack on and give the kisses and got to do the quick.
No.
That's at home. That's at home.
Hugs at home, kisses and picks on the porch.
Yep.
Exactly. Because I'm already triggered today as well. I've been triggered since school started back 2 weeks ago for some of these schools.
Let's just breathe, Molly. Hoosa.
So yes, Allie, you can call me as well if you need to talk through the situation.
I do.
Pickup's not going to be any better.
I'll get your number and I'll text the group chat of all the women I'm screaming at because we're all angry.
Y'all can start the group chat together.
We do.
Bye, Molly.
Bye.
Shelly texted in and said, have a great day, Whitnall School System. Drive me crazy, love. I don't know, maybe they're... somebody else texted in and said, pick up and drop off is especially triggering in Waukesha right now, considering there's a bus driver shortage. Oh, man.
Okay, well, can I say, somebody did say, I just dropped off my grandkids and it went surprisingly smooth.
Well, that's great. Can I... Where do you go? I wish that was my experience.
You transferring your kids?
Christy's in Econowalk. Quickly, last but not least, because I know I've triggered a lot of parents. Christy, the car line sent me over the edge. I'm just now breathing normal again. My blood pressure has come down a little bit since I arrived.
I know. I have been just seriously like busting a gut laughing, listening to all of this because I've been there.
Girl, hugs at home, picks on the porch.
Oh my! That we did pics on the porch. We did hugs before, and I have to say, my daughter goes to Meadowview in Oconomowoc, and it was absolutely seamless and beautiful dropping her off this morning.
Well, good for you.
Good job for you.
Ended on a high note. Ended on a high note. That's what I'm talking about, Christy.
Hey, shout out to that school in Oconomowoc.
The only one.
Have a great day.
Well, and it's not always like that, but. Good job, everybody.
Christy, it will be fine at my kid's school in 3 months.
I get it.
Christy's going to have to report back after pickup, though. That's when we're going to know for sure.
Happy first day of school, everybody.